In his life, I rarely saw my father cry. He wasn't a crier. My mother was the crier. But I remember the first time I saw him cry. The first time I saw my father cry was when I saw him for the first time go to the Kotel. He remembered what Israel was like when you couldn't come to the Kotel, when you could only look at it from afar and dream that one day Jews would be there. And when we went back after the Six-Day War and I was a child and I went along the trip with him and he approached the Kotel, for what was the first time I saw him break down and weep. And as you can imagine, I will never forget that. And even though later in his life, a few times before he died, I saw him cry, none of those times are etched in my memory like that first time. Because it combined together all the things that he loved. His family, his faith, and I knew his father. His father died when he was 11, and a lot of his life was about being a father because he hadn't had a father. And I knew that every moment of his life that touched him, like seeing the Kotel for the first time, he would think, if only my father was here to be at my side as I have this remarkable experience. I think everybody who has lost a parent whom they love feels that at every deep emotional moment of life. If only my father, only my mother were here to see this. And that brings us to the possibility one day that that will happen. For you see, that is part of the promise that Judaism makes. That's part of the promise of the Mashiach and part of the promise of the afterlife, that somehow, in some way, we never end. And so I thought, in honor of my father and yours, I would remind you exactly what is supposed to happen. There are four times during the year when Eliyahu HaNavi, when Elijah the prophet, is supposed to come to announce the coming of the Mashiach. One, as you know, is on Pesach, when we have a kos Eliyahu, a cup of wine, and we open the door in the hopes that Elijah will come. Once is at the end of Shabbat, when we sing Eliyahu HaNavi, in the hopes that Elijah will come. One is at the end of Yom Kippur, when we do the same thing. As we make Havdalah, we sing Eliyahu HaNavi, because maybe after Yom Kippur, Elijah will come, and of course, at a Brit Milah. When we have a kisei at a bris for Eliyahu, a chair for Elijah, and briefly place the baby on that chair. Now the rabbis give us reasons for all four of those. One, on Shabbat, because we know that if Elijah is scheduled to come that week, he can't come on Friday, because the rabbis say the Jews are too busy preparing for Shabbat. They don't have time for Elijah on Friday. The rabbis were very practical men. And obviously he can't come on Shabbat because nobody could travel to greet him. So if he's scheduled that week to come, what's the likeliest time? Saturday night. Yom Kippur, because once all the Jews have repented, that's a good time for Eliyahu to come. On Pesach, it is the time of redemption. And because the Talmud can't decide if you're supposed to have four cups of wine or five cups of wine, and every time the Talmud is uncertain about an answer, it says teku, which in modern Hebrew means a draw or a stalemate or a tied game. In the Talmud, it means an unresolved dispute. And the rabbis tell us what it really stands for is Tishbi Yitarech Kushiot Ubayot. The Tishbi, that is Eliyahu, HaTishbi, will come and answer all our questions and problems. So we don't know, is it 4 cups of wine or 5 cups of wine? Elijah's going to come on Pesach. If he drinks it, it's 5. If he says, you've had enough, it's 4. And then, do you know why Elijah's supposed to come at a Brit Milah? In some ways, this is the best. Because remember that Eliyahu came during the time when the Jews were worshiping Baal and under the influence of Jezebel, and Eliyahu brought them back. But before he brought them back to the worship of Israel, he was very upset with the Jewish people. And he said to God, Hefer et britecha, they are violating your brit, your covenant. And say the rabbis, God got so upset at Elijah for insulting the Jewish people, God's people, that God said every time they enact the brit, Elijah has to be there to see it. So we always have a kisei for Eliyahu, because when we fulfill the brit, it's God's proof that Elijah was wrong. We haven't given up the covenant. But there's another reason. Think about all those times. The end of Shabbat, where everybody gathers for Havdalah. Ni'ilah and the end of Yom Kippur, when the synagogue is full of families. Passover, Pesach, which is the family holiday. That's okay, this is very thematic. Don't worry about it. This is exactly the moment at which a baby should be crying. And a Brit Milah. All of them are family events. When will the Mashiach come? The Mashiach will come not when you're alone by yourself, but when you're with family. That's the time of the Mashiach. And remember what is supposed to happen when the Mashiach comes. We read it in Malachi. Veheshiv lev avot al banim, v'lev banim al avotam. I will return the hearts of parents to children and of children to parents. Now it's true, it says av and ben, literally fathers and sons, because in the Torah, you know, most of the conflict, to be honest, is between fathers and sons. But we generalize it from parents to children. Now, how do you turn the hearts of parents to children if the parents aren't here? If the children are gone? But you see, the Mashiach is the time of everlasting life. When children who didn't get to see their parents in this world will get to see them in the next. When there is resurrection, when there's the promise that everyone will be able to greet those whom they love. It is the time, say the prophets, when parents will be turned to children and God will dry all our tears. So once again, I will be able to see my father stand at the Kotel. But he won't be alone. Shabbat Shalom.